Bob, we have to put a bow on something. It's called the hog bet. Today is the final day of March.
Today we lay it to rest.
March comes in like a lion and goes out like a hog. TC.
Oh, he's been writing.
He caught a hog.
He did.
He claimed he could. There were critics and haters who told him he couldn't.
Hello.
And he overcame that. He rose up. He is TC.
It's quite a story.
It really is. A story of redemption.
If anyone wants me to talk to their first grade class or something, I'd be happy to. Tell them what life lessons I've learned.
Maybe you would violate the 500-yard thing that you. I think...
They have to meet like at a park.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure he's allowed at parks either. That's the weird thing. Well, anyway. TC.
You're the guys who laugh and cheer
turn
people
your mic
on
off and shut up and let us honor you, okay? May we?
Yeah,
he can't.
Fight through all of your urges and just let us honor you.
Let us honor you because the Olympics do not end, Bob, at the, like when you win the race. Is that it? Then you go home? You get on a bus?
Certainly not.
There's like a presentation, right?
There's a ceremony.
A medal ceremony. Did Star Wars end when Luke blew the planet up?
There was a medal ceremony.
Oh, yeah. Did Fatal Attraction end when she appeared to be drowned in the bathtub?
There were credits.
No. She popped back up. And
okay.
There's something else happened. Did Napoleon Dynamite end when they had the tetherball? No.
Still
they then had a wedding. I don't think those last couple really related. But let's go back to the
we're gonna
Star
marry,
Wars.
Yeah, I'm confused.
We're going to marry TC off
today. We need to present TC with his winnings. Now, I was not able to round up enough Muser money. So,
out of print.
I moved some things around, some bonds. I've got a Wall Street Journal subscription now, so I figured out how to liquidate some of my holdings.
Some of your assets.
And TC, come on in here. Come on, little buddy. Give TC a little tickle.
Hey,
before.
Give me before, get out of your armpit there.
Oh, look at TC laughing.
Here he comes.
And here he comes lumbering in. He's
a little tinkle on his belly there.
A man who makes Dan look urgent. Here he comes.
That's why we hired TC.
Here he comes.
Here he comes.
Hey, just how about 5 minutes without being a jerk to me?
How about shutting up?
That mic off, too.
Yeah,
it's a different mic.
Oh, this is a different mic. Now
he keeps switching mics, so we go mic off.
Great Donovan is periscoping for us. Can you slide over the bounty here? First of all, that's going to be last. That's going to be last.
Oh,
symbolically,
nice.
We'd like to do something
very
else.
Very nice musical choice, Mino.
As TC walks up, da-da-da-da. Bows his head down, and Bob, you put the medal around his neck.
Man, R2 and 3PO look so shiny right now, don't they? They've just been cleaned.
How did they get no medals? Just because they're inanimate? They're
droids can't win medals. Only Chuck.
What are you going to do next? Let people marry a horse?
First of all, ceremonially, TC.
Look at this. This is pretty awesome right here.
We would like to present you with giant check.
Oh, wow.
As you can see.
Suitable for framing.
Is it the Portland Open?
Made out from the... This is an actual giant check.
Oh, wow.
From our great friend, P1 Carl.
Once you smoke your winnings, you'll still have that check for your wall.
The giant check from the account of Bob and Dan, Bad Radio, you see up at the top there, in the top left.
Boy, that's special.
Where Donovan has a picture of Wink.
That is a glorious check right there.
Made out to the order of T.C. Fleming, $2,000.
Look at that.
Four.
Go get your prize, T.C.
Four, catching a hog.
Look at
Come
that.
Come over here, Bob.
Okay.
It probably cost more than $2,000 to make that check.
We have Jared and Billy are in studio. They want an auction.
What's landscape? What does that mean?
No.
That's portrait.
No, wait.
This is such
horizontal.
They're talking, but you can't really hear them. They're not on the mic. They're taking a picture right now. That's why we can't hear anything.
Okay. Do it Chinese style, Donovan. Horizontal.
Jeez. Unnecessary. Unnecessary.
That's the way they do it.
Well, give him his check. Take your check, TC.
Here's your ceremonial check, TC. That's all for you.
I don't have any big checks to give.
Look at that.
TC having a big, giant check.
What are your thoughts about the check, TC?
I would like you to roll on it as you walk into your local Chase Bank and try to cash that.
Oh, man, that would be awesome, too.
Yeah, will Donovan go with me and periscope that?
Donovan's got like 3 hours before his next shift, so I think, yeah, he's into it.
And now?
Now.
What part of the ceremony are we at now, Dan?
That's more symbolic, TC, the big giant check. You can't really cash that, right? I intend
to find out.
It's just for show. What you can cash, though, is actual cash. I brought in a briefcase, Bob. Actually, before you open it, this was found by Vincent Vega under the sink.
Yeah.
It's just drop it down and open it up. It's the code is there. Open it up, and what do you see? And you tell me if we happy.
Wow.
Oh, we happy.
Oh, wow.
Great cash, homie.
Wow.
That is a briefcase full of $100 bills.
Just one.
How many just $100 ones. Bills are in there?
Oh, I'm sorry, not $100 bills, $1 bills. They're all rolled up. They're rolled up in stacks of 100.
Here, you want to count your stacks?
Ooh, look.
We're not offended.
They're unmarked and consecutive.
Yeah, that's right. We did not.
Actually,
they're
one of those
non-sequential is
actually,
what they
there's
are.
Too many. One of those is for Trey, and one you're giving back to me. But otherwise, I just wanted to fill the briefcase up and really look good.
It does look good.
Look at that.
That is $2,000 of actual $1 bill money, which you can take to the club on your way home.
Right to Cabaret.
Just feels great. Like I've never held like a stack like this before.
I know, isn't it great? I played with it last night. It was
it's awesome.
Well, I don't
catch me
outside.
How about that?
Did you lay it all on your bed like in
yes.
Decent Proposal?
No, like
Huel.
Oh, and all right, that's a little less dated. Very good.
Like feel that, Bob.
I know
you're gonna like it.
No, these fat stacks.
No, Bob acquired it.
He
knows the joy of carrying around.
I had to go to two different bank locations to.
And then Bob and I met like in a parking lot and did an exchange, and we felt really seedy.
That's right, boy. When they hand you that many stacks of ones when you're leaving the bank, you just think for a second, this is what it feels like to be alive. This is what it feels like.
It's weird they don't make briefcases to fit these better.
Or like a
just
bank.
A little off. A little off.
Like maybe the bank would have its logo on the briefcase.
Yeah. I was worried.
To know it's a money briefcase.
I was worried when driving in if the blue dye would explode when. But it did not.
So there you go, TC.
Yes, non-consecutive.
With the record
bills.
Show.
Yeah, it was weird, too, that Bob and Dan wore like Nixon and Reagan masks when they went to pick up the money, too.
We robbed the bank and then told the bank, we just want your ones.
And you know how they tracked us down? That tattoo, the Green Bay tattoo.
Ah, yes.
And the surfer wax. Well, TC, let it be said.
Congrats.
Mission accomplished.
Thanks,
paid
guys.
In full.
Thanks, Chuck.
Let the final day of March close the book on the great hog bet and hog court of 2017.
You did it.
What are you going to do with your winnings?
Did staving off a home intruder deliver this much in bounty?
Right.
No, certainly. Do I get to keep the briefcase? That's my big question.
No.
Oh.
Not part
so
of
I was thinking
deal.
About starting a business, maybe.
That briefcase was actually like...
That's what you need, you know.
That was given to me like when I graduated college by somebody who... Like
thought
my mom
you might
or
need
grandma or, yeah, somebody
thought
said...
you had your whole life ahead of you.
Dan's about to go into the workforce. He needs a briefcase. And I actually carried it around for a little bit and then thought...
It would go well with your subscription to the Wall Street Journal, Dan.
It just didn't
keep
go well with
there.
Flip-flops and...
No. All right. Well, TC, good work. Well
thanks,
done.
Thanks, guys.
Paid in full.
Thanks, TC.
Go buy a new Xbox.
Yes. Whatever games you want over the weekend... Would probably you could afford that and a grinder.
You got to stop making these grinder references. It's too close to home.
Does he mean a pot grinder? Or
he does,
what?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Someone taught him about a grinder.
The app actually, grinder.
Remember, I found one in the park.
Like, that's free.
Is that a gay dating app?
If he hadn't found it in the park, we wouldn't be subjected to this. He would have no idea.
I don't think we ever told that story on the air, did we?
We didn't.
No, I found a full pot set up in the park.
Yes, you did tell it on the air.
No. I don't think I did. No. I think I told you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Was it?
Yeah. You did it segment one.
Man, I don't know.
As I recall, I didn't want to do it on the air for fear that I would set myself up as a target for retrieval, but whatever.
The best day of my life was whenever someone screenshotted a photo of you sending them a big thing of pot, and I think you had just been to Denver or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
And so I really thought for a second, he's taking the plunge. Good for him.
Well, we'll have to wait for that for another day.